speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
I was talking with someone a couple of weeks ago about our Lord and the blessings of being able to serve Him and to be counted as a Christian, and the hope that God gives us of someday being able to dwell eternally in heaven with Him. And the person asked me, and I've been asked this before, but in that this person really asked me point blank, I guess you would say, Kevin, what would you do if you found out that you only had 1 week left to live? And I turned the question around and I said, well, what would you do? And they said, well, I ask you first. And I thought, well, that's a good answer. And I started to explain some things to them as to what I believe I would do. I really don't know, but what I believe I would do, the things that would be most important to me versus the things that I might put off. And the person said, you know, I think that that would make for a good sermon. Would you preach it? So tonight, what would you do if you were to find out, to discover, to be told by a doctor or such that you only have 1 week left to live? Tonight I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. And as we're asking these questions, I want each and every one to ponder those things and to try to answer it from an individual standpoint as you're sitting there, and then think about your answers to these questions then as we will extend the Lord's invitation at the close of this sermon. To begin with, what are your plans for the future? What do you want to do tonight after services? I was talking with someone last week, I believe it was, and they said that it's kind of become a tradition for them to go to the Mexican restaurant after services and have a meal with one another. And I think that's a good thing. I like Mexican, and I think that it's good that families can go out and to do things like that. What are your plans for the future? What are you going to do tonight? You might say, well, Kevin, I'm going to go home and there's a favorite television show that I like to watch on Sunday nights, and I'm going to watch that. You may be a sports fan, and your team's going to be playing tonight, and you're going to go home, and you're going to spend a couple hours sitting down and watching. What are your plans beyond tonight? What are your plans for this week? You may say, Kevin, I've got a lot of plans going on this week. There's a lot of things going on with work. There are some things coming up with our family. What are your plans beyond this week? I know Tommy and I've been talking. Tommy's got Boston Marathon that he's training for. He's putting in a lot of road hours there. And we've just recently made plans with Dawn's family for her mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary. It's going to be in June. And we're looking for that, planning for that, looking forward to spending time with family. And I've talked to others here at this congregation, and they say, I can't wait for summertime to get here. We're going to put out a garden. We've got a trip planned, someone said. And all of those things are well and good. And in fact, I believe that God expects us to have plans for the future. He wants us to have lives that are filled, but number one, He wants our lives to be filled up with Him. Am I correct? And as all of us have plans for the future, tonight, this week, and into this year, and maybe even for years to come, you may be looking ahead, I'm going to ask you this question then, but what if tomorrow, per se, that you were to find out that you are dying? Let's begin with this. What if you were to find out tomorrow the doctor were to say to you, listen, you have a disease, and based out of that disease, we project that you only have about a month to live. Or the doctor says, listen, we have discovered that you have a very serious heart issue, and without an operation, at best you might have a week, at most we're going to be able to extend it a month, maybe even 3 weeks. What type of choices would you make? What if they were to say, listen, you have the C word or some other dreaded disease, and you know, there's nothing we can do for you, and we project that in a week's time you're going to die. Would this affect your future plans? I think a person would be crazy to say no, I'd just go ahead with life. I think that any of us who is honest with ourselves and honest with others, we would say, well, yeah, it's going to affect my life. It's going to affect a lot of things. It's going to affect the future of my family. It's going to affect me. And I'm going to ask you this question then. Would there be things that you would rethink? Maybe things that you have thought to be true all your life, but maybe now this would cause you to go back and to reconsider your position on certain things in life. Not only certain things in life, but whenever it comes to spiritual matters. Are there some things that you would rethink? Are there not only things that maybe you would reconsider, but are there some things that you might do differently? I'm going to surmise, I'm going to guess, that if you're like me, probably all of us in here tonight would say yes, there would be some things that I would rethink, and there would be some things and probably a lot of things that I would venture to do different. And in that then, I have some questions that I want us to think about whenever it comes to life. Whenever it comes to life, if you were to find out that in 1 week that you were going to die, would you approach life differently? Probably all of us are set in our ways to some degree as to the way in which we approach life. And in that, we have certain traditions that we hold to. We have certain things that we value. We have certain directions that we run, if you would, in and throughout the course of a week, throughout the course of weeks on end, months, and even years. And in that, I ask you the question, as I have also pondered myself, if you were to find out that you were going to die within a week's time, would your approach on life be different? You say, Kevin, how so? Well, the next question then is, would you be more loving and positive? Let's be honest. I'm going to be frank tonight. There are some people who aren't very loving people. There are some people who are not very positive people. I heard one person say one time is that that person's never been happy in their life. That person's never seen the positives to life. They've always seen the negatives to life. And in that, they're not happy unless everyone's not happy, and then they're still not happy. You can't please them for the sake of anything. And I ask, would you, to begin with, what type of person are you? And then if you're a person who's not the most loving person, or if you're a person who's not the most positive person, would you approach life differently? And would you try to spend the last week of your life to be a little more loving and to be a lot more positive on things? And you might say, Kevin, how could I be more positive? I'm just finding out that I'm going to die. For a Christian, for those who are living our lives for God, even though that it does have a negative ring to it, so to speak, from a world point of view, from a fleshly standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, we will be able to go to heaven to be with our God if our life is right. And therefore, we should be able to look at life and to be more loving, and we ought to be able to look at life and deal with people in a very positive way, even if, and especially so, if it were going to be our last week upon planet Earth. Are there changes that you would make with your role in life? What about whenever it comes to your spouse or your children? Would you express to your spouse and to your children that you love them? And you say, well, Kevin, I do that on somewhat of a regular basis, once a month or once every 6 months or so. I say to my spouse, I love her. And she knows that if something changes, I'll tell her. And friends, in that, every single day, I believe that it is important, it is imperative, most important for us to express and to demonstrate our love for one another. If you were to find out that this is your last week upon the earth, would you approach your relationship with your spouse any different than what maybe you have in the last week or maybe the last few months or the last few years, and even with your children? What about whenever it comes to your job? Are you an individual who does what God commands us to do? You see, God commands that whenever we are employed, and whenever we have an employer, that when we're there, we give them 100% of our focus, 100% of our time, that we're productive workers for those that hire us, that give us that opportunity. Would you go into work? You might say, Kevin, if I've got a week to live, I'm not going to go into work. And in that, I'm not going to say whether that's the right call or the wrong call, but if you were to go to work, and in that time frame, would you give yourself over to your employer in a different manner than what maybe you have up until this point in time? Kids, I'm not going to leave you out. Whenever you go to school, whenever you're out and about, would you approach your schoolwork? Would you approach your friends? Would you approach your moms and dads in a whole different light, knowing, believing 100% that this was going to be your last week upon the earth? Are there changes that you would make whenever it comes to your role in an everyday walk of life? Can you think of other things that you would do differently? And probably, if someone were to say to us tomorrow, if someone were to say to me tomorrow, Kevin, within a week's time, you're going to die. I'll guarantee you, I would reevaluate, and I am now, even though that no one has actually said that to me. Whenever we stop to think about that this could be a reality, whether it is or not, it could be a reality. It ought to cause us to go back and to reflect upon our life and upon our relationships. And the things that I've mentioned today, tonight, in your presence, not only are things that I would evaluate and work diligently to change, but I'm going to be honest, there are a lot of things that I probably would do different if I were to find out that I had only a week to live. Those are questions that I want us to think about whenever it comes to our life. But tonight also, I believe that there are some bigger questions that I want us to think about. To begin with, where do you stand with God? You say, Kevin, what do you mean? I'm here, aren't I? I understand that you're here, but at the same time, simply because a person is present at worship does not mean that they're right with God. There are churches throughout the world that are filled with hypocrites. And what I mean by that is that they've been baptized into Christ, but at the same time, they're not living their life for God. And yet at the same time, comes Sunday morning, and sometimes even on Sunday nights and Wednesdays, they do assemble with the saints, and yet at the same time, they're lost because they live a life that is not consistent with true New Testament Christianity. So, are you living a faithful life before God as a Christian, or are you living a life that has separated you from God once again? I'm going to guess that with the crowd that we have tonight, and I know the situation of some, and I'll say this, is that we have some who have never been baptized into Christ. We have some who probably are at that point of accountability. Note I didn't say age of accountability. I don't believe there's an age. I believe that there's a point where that people become accountable to God, and I believe probably we have some here tonight who have reached that point of accountability in their life, and I don't know why they've not become a Christian, but at the same time, they've never responded. They've never been baptized into Christ. And in that, I want to challenge those individuals in like figure as I did the hypocrites, and that is to point out in a loving way is that before God, you would stand as lost. And if you were to find out that you were going to die in a week's time, I'm going to talk to the faithful Christians, if you would. Would you devote more time to God? You're doing everything that you can, I'm going to say, to make sure that you don't live like the world. But are there some things in your life where that you don't have your priorities right? Where that you've allowed self, where that you've allowed family, where that you've allowed things of this world in one form or fashion to limit you in regard to what it is that you can do for God. And I understand, don't get me wrong, There must be a balance between life and also our service to God. And it's meeting that balance. But oftentimes what I find and what I worry about and pray about, on myself anyway, and even sometimes with a congregation, is that we don't get imbalanced. So much so, as I would see it, to where that we will sacrifice time, devotion to God, and give that devotion over to the world. So I ask you tonight, as a faithful Christian, are the things that if you were to find out that you were dying within a period of a week, that maybe you would do different as it pertains to your devotion to God? Would you truly seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Would you give yourself over more so to a study of God's Word? You see, God wants us to know Him, and the way in which we're able to do that is through our continual daily study of His Word. And He doesn't want us to wait until we find out that we've only got a week to live. He expects us to invest daily into reading and studying and applying those standards to our life. You know, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, "So then now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And I trust that tonight, I'm within the group that we have here, is that you have faith in God. You believe in God. But friends, it's more than believing in God. If we're going to dwell eternally in heaven with God, we must have faithfulness. And the more that we read and study concerning God through the Scripture, then the greater possibility, the greater chances that we have of being able to be found faithful in the presence of God. If you were to find out tomorrow that you're going to die within a week, would you devote more time to God? Or do you fit into that category to where you have walked away from God? You've allowed the cares of the world to pull you down. And maybe you're into this area where the Apostle Paul was speaking to those at Galatia in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through verse 3. He says, "Brethren, if one be overtaken in a fault..." The word "overtaken" means, from the original language, it happened before the person knew it. They didn't mean to fall away. That's the way that I take the context. But rather, they just got caught up in their work. They got caught up in their life and in their family. And before they knew it, Satan had pulled them away. And therefore, Paul is writing to the faithful brethren. He says, "Brethren, if one be overtaken in the fall, you who are faithful and spiritual, go and restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest also you be tempted." If you were to find out tomorrow that you only had 1 week to live, and if you're honest with yourself with where do you stand with God, if you're faithful to that, I say amen and commend you and want to encourage you tonight, keep on keeping on. But tonight, if you're questioning and you say to yourself, "You know, I don't know. You know, my life does look more like the world than it does what God expects me to look like as a Christian." And tonight I would ask, as an erring Christian, if you were to find out that you only had 1 week to live, would you make tonight that night that you would respond to the invitation and be restored? But then also, to those individuals who have never become a Christian, do you need to be baptized in order to be with God? The question, in one sense, the way that I ask it, do you need to be baptized in order to be with God eternally? Absolutely. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter, or Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, "He that believes," know what He says, "he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned." And tonight, if you're here, these are not my words, I'm just restating what the Lord says, is that if you've not yet been baptized, you're still carrying those sins around. And there's no way that you're saved in the sight of God today, and there's no way that you will be able to be saved whenever you stand before God in judgment without being baptized. And if you're here tonight, and someone were to say to you tomorrow, "Listen, you only have a week to live at most," would baptism become a priority for you? And I'm going to encourage you not to wait until tomorrow to find out, but rather tonight while we are together is that opportunity. You see, in all, God wants us to realize that one of these weeks will be your last week to live. You say, "Kevin, how do you know that?" Because all of us will get there. I'm not predicting when that's going to be. I don't know. Mine might have started 2 days ago. I don't know. But at one point, I will have only a week to live. And I may not even have that now. And the Bible says to us in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. And Dale read for our reading just a moment ago from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 27, as is appointed, what's appointed, Hebrews writer? As is appointed unto man, listen to this, once to die. Life comes, and then life goes. It is an appointment. And then after this is the judgment. All of us live and all of us die. And in the end, all of us shall stand before God in judgment. Don't wait until it's too late to make sure that you're right with God. If you had 1 week to live, if you have 6 months to live, if you have 10 years to live, if you're blessed with 30, 40, 50 years left to live, live your life serving God. And if your life is not lived now in serving God, then tonight give your life in serving God before it is eternally too late. We invite you with the Lord's invitation and His call tonight.